remember anything about when he built it or what he used it for?
Well, it was what they call a net shed.
A net shed?
Worked on nets.
Okay.
Demi used to work in there.
Demi Demarest?
Oh, yeah. He worked in that building.
And what did you do when you worked on a net? Were you repairing it?
Repair and what we call packing. You pack the nets in the... You put them on reels, then you pack them in the nets, in the boxes. Put them on the boat,
so you let
and
them out.
Two guys throughout the cork line and the lead line, and another guy steered, and you set the nets.
Okay. And you netted the carp that way?
No, not the carp.
Not the
that,
carp?
That was gill nets out in Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Perch and whitefish and herring and stuff like that.
And that was basically what that shed was used for down there on Bridge.
Well, it was a net shed, yeah.
Yeah, did it store some of the nets there over the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And do you have any idea about when it was built?
Well, I guess it was probably built, dad and my uncle got into a fight and they had to split the... One of the other had to buy the other out. And so my dad bought my uncle out. So he had to move. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have no place to go, but next door he rented from Harris Pie and built just a dock and a shed to take care of the fish. Well, he had no place to handle his nets, so he built that over there across the highway.
Now, was this before the war?
I guess, see, I wasn't here. I when I come home, it was all news to me that they had split up
they
and
had,
everything.
So they had their fight during the war sometime.
Yeah.
During the war.
I just want to go by what my mother told me.
And that building would have been, he would have built it about that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I guess they went to the lawyer and... He thought my dad didn't have enough money to buy him out because he just got into the what they call the trap net business.
That was
but he did have enough.
That was so that trap boat you told me. And the two brothers who came down and ran it and the father that came down and built
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I got that story all typed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And great. Then that was the whole deal there. All I could go by when I come home... I was kind of surprised. You know, they didn't write to me and tell me that the two of them had broke up.
And well, you were in service. No sense in bothering you or making
and,
you worry about...
It was just I come home and then I found out the whole thing.
Yeah.
My uncle, at that time, then he had a boat built in Holland. He got a new boat. He got the Joanne built in Holland. And he already had that when I got home.
So after the, by the time you got home, he was in business for himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd all split up.
Okay. Well, can I get a picture of you and maybe your class sign?
Well, you sure can.
Let me start with you. Let's see. It says the card's full, so I got to delete some off of here. I'll delete some of my grandchildren. I've copied them over someplace. Delete that one. Okay, here we go. We'll get up here. Okay, and then I wanted to get a copy of your class photo. If I could do that without a flash on it. Reflection. And I've got that from your album, that one there of you.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I think these are ones, well, this color one. I know that I have that.
That was in my grandparents' house as long as I could remember.
This one here?
Yeah.
Now, is that the two brothers?
No, that's my uncle. That's a guy from Grand Haven. That was taken off of Grand Haven. That okay. I know.
Yeah, that's William Carey.
Yeah.
That's a nice picture of it.
Then you'll see other pictures of it where they moved the pilot house back. He didn't like it up in the bow.
Have your car full again. Okay, get rid of some of these more pictures. Well, I got,
I got something on the stool I got to look at here. Sure.
I got all of our conversations kind of typed up, and I'll keep them with the pictures, so it explains about the pictures like you did. And I'll get this copied and back to you probably in the next day or so.
Well, I'll take your time. There's no rush.
Now, was Demi here during the war years, or did he work for your uncle after the war?
I guess during the war years, Demi was about 16, 17.
So Demi
is
he's a little younger.
Demi is 80, I think. 80 or 81. So he during the war he was probably 16, 17, and he started hanging out and when I come home in 46, he was working for my cousins. And
you said he frequently will stop by and visit, and you see him very often.
Yeah.
If he comes, if you don't mind showing him that CD that I did with your picture on it.
Yeah, I got it over there.
And tell him that if he's got a bunch of family pictures, I'd be glad to copy them for the Historical Society.
He come and got all those pictures off the wall.
Uh-huh.
And copy? Made copies of them.
Well, great. So he's interested in things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he's got some pictures of his own, he doesn't mind letting us copy, you can tell him that it was relatively painless. We got them turned around.
Yeah, he come and got them, and I remember quite a few years ago, he come and got them, and he made copies of them.
Great.
And then he brought them back.
Well, great. Well, I won't interfere with your cooking anymore.